Please turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. We will read the first 9 verses. 2 Timothy chapter 2. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I'm suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Let's pray. Father, we praise you. We praise you for your word. We praise you for the mystery of Jesus Christ concealed in the Old Testament and revealed in the New Testament. We praise you for your word, which is not bound. Father, I ask for your help. I don't ask this flippantly or out of some kind of just sequence of events, a checklist. Father, I ask earnestly to help guide my words as we remember Jesus Christ. Help me to be faithful to the text. And may your word accomplish what you have intended. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And remember Christ Jesus. That's 3 mentions of Christ Jesus by name in this chapter alone. It's the 9th time, if you're keeping track, in the letter so far. So, remember ongoing, keep always in your memory. It's not like, hey, remember that one time, but something to be cognizant always. Remember Jesus Christ. So who is Jesus Christ? We can learn a little bit about the preeminence of Jesus Christ. If you want to turn with me to Colossians chapter 1, I'll read verses 15 through 20. He, this is Jesus Christ, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Remember Jesus Christ. God became flesh to pay a debt that we cannot pay. Paul talks later in this same chapter, the mystery of the Old Testament, if you look at just verse 26, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. And we read last week, verse 29, for this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. There's a mystery. There's a mystery hidden in the Old Testament, revealed in Jesus Christ. He was there in the beginning. He spoke the word, the world into existence. Even the setting of the days. You have 6 days, and on the seventh, he rested. It's a picture of Jesus Christ. He is our Sabbath. He is our rest. When the fall of man came about, and there is a seed promised, the seed of the woman, remember Jesus Christ. He is that seed. And when God declared war on Satan, remember Jesus Christ when Abel was murdered. And that continued on throughout history. This demonic realm chasing after the seed. And we remember Herod and what he did to those poor kids. Remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ when God made the promise to Abraham that the seed line would continue through him and bless all nations. Remember Jesus Christ when Isaac was brought up on top of that mountain and Abraham lifted that knife. Remember Jesus Christ when Esau should have gotten the blessing, but Jacob got it instead. And Esau sought to kill him. Remember Jesus Christ when Jacob and his family were taken to Egypt and incubated, protected, and they became a great nation. Remember Jesus Christ when the time was right that God raised up Moses. Remember Jesus Christ in the burning bush, a Christophany. I am. And as Moses went to Pharaoh, remember Jesus Christ. We have 10 plagues, and the last one was the angel of death that came to kill the firstborn son. We have the institution of the Passover there. Remember Jesus Christ, the Passover lamb, the Lamb of God. Can you wrap your mind around that? God becoming man to die, and it was his idea. Remember Jesus Christ when that angel of death came. Was it knocking on the doors? Hey, how's your theology? No. Were you covered in the blood? That's it. Are you covered in the blood? Remember Jesus Christ. God gave the law to Moses. And Jesus Christ fulfills the law. Remember Jesus Christ with the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Remember Jesus Christ when Moses struck the rock and brought forth living water. Remember Jesus Christ, our high priest. And after the first five books of the Bible, he's all over. And I know I'm skipping some. Manna. Remember Jesus Christ, the commander of the Lord's army before the Battle of Jericho. Remember Jesus Christ, the kinsman redeemer in the book of Ruth. Remember Jesus Christ when we hear about the story of David, this little shepherd boy who took down a giant. In Luke chapter 24, Jesus is risen at this point. And on the road to Emmaus, there's a few disciples that he joins. And they're lamenting. They thought he might be the Messiah, but he died. Jesus corrects them. And in verse 25, he says to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." And then later when he joins with his disciples in verse 24 or 44, he says, "These are my words that I've spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Remember Jesus Christ. Very conservatively, there's over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament that Jesus Christ fulfills. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, the God-man, Savior, King, and many of these prophecies fulfilled through that line of David. And it's through both sides. Not that Joseph's Jesus' true father, but he was his earthly father. You go through Solomon to Mary in Matthew 1, and Nathan, one of David's other sons, through Joseph in Luke chapter 3. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Now, Paul's not talking about, hey, remember that one time that Jesus died? But again, as with remember, risen here is this continuous ongoing. He is risen. And In fact, Paul opens this letter to Timothy. "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." The promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. We are crucified with Christ, nevertheless, we live in him. He is our identity. Remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. Paul calls it my gospel. That's not to say it's a different gospel. It's the gospel. But he says my gospel. It's personal. Timothy, are you listening? I heard from Jesus Christ. This is what he said. My gospel. And this is personal for me. This is my gospel too. Is this your gospel? Remember Jesus Christ. That's what matters. That's the dividing line. There's those who know Jesus Christ, and I don't mean know intellectually, but know. And there's those who don't, and that's it. There's two sets of people. So remember Jesus Christ, Timothy. This letter screams it. It cries it. It exhorts it. It implores it. Remember Jesus Christ, Timothy, for which I am suffering. As we learned in chapter 1, we've gone through some of the history here, and Paul is continuing to suffer in this dungeon. But he's not suffering in a way that Christ doesn't understand. So remember Jesus Christ all the same, Timothy. Jesus Christ was a good soldier. And his aim was to please the one who enlisted him, the Father. So remember Jesus Christ. And he followed the rules perfectly. He ran the perfect race. He was not disqualified. Remember Jesus Christ. And he was the hardworking farmer day after day. Timothy, remember Jesus Christ. Family, remember Jesus Christ, for which I am suffering, bound with chains. Bound with chains. Paul was bound with chains. You think we're not bound with chains? I don't know about that. I'm bound with chains. In my flesh, anyway. The distractions of this world bind us. Fears and anxieties bind us. When we forget to remember Jesus Christ, Paul was suffering, bound with chains as a criminal, malefactor. The same word used for those two guys on the cross. And as we already discussed, there's two categories of people. One who said, "Remember me," and one who did not. Remember Jesus Christ. Let's read this again, verses 8 and 9. And I want you to think about the ski jump at the Winter Olympics, right? And we're going to start up high, high, high up. And this train of thought is going to come barreling down. And it's going to launch. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. And Paul clings to that. This is the word of God. This letter to Timothy is part of our canon. The word of God is not bound by time. The world will pass away, but his words will not pass away. The word of God is not bound by creation. The word of God made it. The word of God is not bound by governments. It's not bound by persecution. Throughout history, persecution has only spread the gospel. The word of God is not bound by our limited understanding. God is not limited. We are limited. We're not going to understand everything. He's not bound by that. That's why we're saved by faith and not by understanding. Can you imagine? Praise God. The Word of God is living and active. It divides, it conquers, it wins. And we know that Jesus Christ is the Word. If you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 55, I'll read verses 8 through 11. The Word of God is not bound. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Remember Jesus Christ, the Word, who was sent forth and accomplished what the Father intended him to accomplish. Praise his name. At the end of John, as we've talked about different things, the last verse in the Gospel, John. So this is John 21, 25. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Remember Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is ever before us. It's a decision, but it's a way of life more than that. Remember Jesus Christ this week, Christian. Remember Jesus Christ today. Remember him tomorrow. Remember him when you go to bed. Remember him when you wake up. Every little thing, you can remember Jesus Christ. If it's something bad, remember Jesus Christ, because there's good news. He wins, and we're with him. Remember Jesus Christ in the victories, because in the end, they're all victories. Remember Jesus Christ when you go slogging through this slushy scenery we have. Remember Jesus Christ when you're talking to somebody. Remember him if they don't know the Lord. Remember him if they do. Remember Jesus Christ when our thoughts are wandering where they shouldn't go. Remember Jesus Christ in everything you do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what can we say? Thank you. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for what he accomplished. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for who you are, the integrity that you've had. To have your love and your justice perfectly balanced and what you've paid. Thank you for bringing this word, which is not bound. It's not bound by our foolishness. It's not bound by my ability to deliver it. Praise you for that. Father, we ask that it accomplish what you want it to accomplish in our hearts as we remember your Son, Jesus Christ. And in his name we pray, amen.